able to requesting the floor.
So Lukasz. on the last thing, there is this proposal for the sign that I showed before in the document that was prepared by the group of experts on signs and signals, and we actually put it into the document 26. Okay. This one. So that is something to consider. Then I think the explanation with regard to mandatory cycle lane, I think the explanation provided by the chair, yes, it can be a difficult discussion to find an answer to that question. On the other hand, is it necessary to be looking for an answer to that question? Isn't it better to apply common sense in that very case? So pretty much we have various rules in the 1968 conventions as to what should be the traffic behavior. So normally you should be using, for countries using the right-hand traffic, that you should be on the line mostly to the right. We have in the definition that the lane is part of a carriageway that is designated for cycles. So typically, drivers would not be driving on the carriageway designated for cycles. However, sometimes drivers are obliged to drive on it because that has been painted in such a way that would not allow two motor vehicles to pass each other on a road due to the width of the road. So I think nobody is interested actually in excluding a possibility of a vehicle going over a cycle lane, and if that would be to be avoided, that there would be a separation done in a different way, and if that would be done, then actually we are with the definition of a cycle track and not anymore the cycle lane. So there are many issues that I think need to be considered here, and I think some kind of a flexibility is required. And on top, we have of course the issue that the chair referred to, that yes, the cyclists will use the cycle lane for the most part, and then when he or she reaches the intersection and wants to turn, then possibly would need to leave that cycle lane for the especially the left turn. So I think the flexibility is here required. And I think one should not be so much focusing on whether a cycle lane is mandatory or not. It possibly should be more about the safety provisions, which suggest in which circumstances it is advised to use cycle lanes and in which circumstances it's rather not advised. That would be kind of my humble opinion.